The Final Countdown. Tribulation Rising. The AI Invasion. Volume 1. By Billy Crone. Chapter 1. The Race for AI. Well, hey, how many of you have ever been driving around and you came across a weird sign? You know what I'm saying? Something you saw in the window of a shop or on a billboard driving around, something like that. Well, hey, that's right, for those of you who have no idea what in the world I'm talking about. Those weird signs look something like this.
Plumber, we repair what your husband fixed. On maternity room door, push, push, push. In a veterinarian's waiting room, be back in 5 minutes, sit. Stay. At an optometrist's office, if you don't see what you're looking for, you've come to the right place. On a taxidermist's window, we really know our stuff. In a London department store, bargain basement upstairs. In an office, would the person who took the step ladder yesterday please bring it back or further steps will be taken. Outside a second-hand shop, we exchange anything, bicycles, washing machines, etc. Why not bring your wife along and get a wonderful bargain? In a kitchen, no husband has been shot for doing the dishes. In a health food shop window, closed due to illness. Notice in a field, the farmer allows walkers to cross the field for free, but the bull charges. Message on a leaflet, if you cannot read, this leaflet will tell you how to get lessons. On a repair shop door, we can repair anything, please knock hard on the door, the bell doesn't work. Outside a muffler shop, no appointment necessary, we hear you coming. In the front yard of a funeral home, drive carefully, we'll wait.
Yeah, no kidding, that's kind of creepy. But as you can see, there's lots of weird signs out there, aren't there? But folks, believe it or not, as weird as those signs are, I think I've found something even more weird and creepy than all those signs put together. It's this. It's the hundreds of signs God gives us every single day in the Bible indicating that we're living in the last days and time is running out and judgment day is around the corner and you better get saved. Yet, people do what? They ignore it, shrug it off like it's no big deal. That's not just weird and creepy, but it's dangerous because this means they are running the risk of being left behind after the rapture of the church and they will be thrust into the 7-year tribulation, and it's not a joke. Jesus said in Matthew 24 that it would be a time of greater horror than anything the world has ever seen or will ever see again. And that unless God shortened that time frame, the entire human race would be destroyed. But praise God, God's not only a God of wrath, He's a God of love as well. And because He loves you and I, He's given us many warning signs to wake us up, so we'd know when the 7-year tribulation is near, and the return of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. Therefore, in order to keep you and I from ignoring these biblical warnings from God and risking the danger of being left behind, we're going to continue our study of the final countdown, Tribulation Rising. We've already seen the first two signs that the 7-year tribulation was getting close. The first one was the Jewish people and the Antichrist. And then we saw the second sign was modern technology. There we saw 9 future prophecies concerning the rise of modern technology letting us know we're living in the last days, and that was the increase of travel, the increase of communication, the increase of distribution, the increase of electronic transactions, the increase of electronic markings, the increase of electronic monitoring, and then the last time, the increase of electronic holograms, electronic body parts, and even electronic restlessness. We saw for the first time in mankind's history, we actually have the technology to pull off these prophesied events mentioned in the Bible some 2,000 years ago. And that was the events of the global image of the Antichrist via a global hologram technology that's already in place around the world, as seen in Revelation 13. The ability to create possibly new body parts for the Antichrist in the 7-year tribulation with the 3D bioprinting technology, here today, also seen in Revelation 13. Even the prophesied restless rat race society the Bible predicted that would appear on the scene in the last days is here right now with everyone being disconnected and restless as depicted in 2 Timothy 3. We are ripe now for some sort of Mr. Fix-It, some sort of Antichrist figure who will fix all our problems and make them all go away. But the problem is, as we saw, it will never work because the Bible is clear, only Jesus Christ can give you rest both now and forevermore. But that's not all. The third update on the final countdown, Tribulation Rising study is none other than the AI invasion. Now, we not only saw for 16 weeks that modern technology is a huge mega sign that we're living in the last days, but most people have no clue that another brand new technology out there called artificial intelligence or AI fits right into that picture as well. It's also a huge sign we're living in the last days. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God.
Daniel 12:1-4. At the time Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness, like the stars for ever and ever. But you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge.
As we've seen before in this passage, God gives Daniel two signs as an indicator that we're living in the end of times. And notice what it was. Not just the activity of the Archangel Michael, but what? That people would be traveling here and there all over the earth like never before, and there would be an explosion of knowledge like never before, right? Now, here's the point. Can anybody guess what in the world is happening all around us right now? We are traveling all over the earth like never before, and there's an incredible explosion of knowledge, exponentially so. Which means, this very passage is being fulfilled before our very eyes. According to Daniel, we are living in the end of times. Now, as we have already dealt with in our previous book, Modern Technology, the first aspect that Daniel mentions there is a sign we're living in the last days, and that was the increase of travel. Now let's move on to the second sign Daniel mentions here that we're living in the end times, and that was the increase of knowledge. And again, it has everything to do with AI. So, first of all, put this into historical perspective. When Daniel wrote down the words of this prophecy, some 2,600 years ago, the amount of retrieving and sharing knowledge was extremely limited. In fact, we didn't even see the invention of the printing press to make copies and share information until just a few centuries ago. But look at us today. All in our lifetime, exactly like the Bible said, we are experiencing nothing short of an information explosion. In fact, let's take a look again at some information on information.
First of all, the word exponential is defined as to increase at an ever faster rate. And that is exactly what has happened with knowledge and information. And you can see that with this chart of cited reference. And this is why a weekday edition of any major newspaper has more information than the average person living in the 17th century would have come across in a lifetime. Thanks to the internet, thousands of international papers are at your fingertips. And this chart with the content page count of just the English version of Wikipedia. There are now wristwatches that wield more computing ability than some 1970s computer mainframes. Ordinary cars today have more intelligence than the original lunar lander. Since 1970, computer technology has developed so fast that if the auto industry had developed at the same rate, you would today be able to buy a Rolls-Royce for $3 and you could fit 8 of them on the head of a pin.
In fact, all this increase of data has radically increased the means in which we store it, as this video transcript explains.
History of data storage. Before the introduction of paper around 200 BC, information was stored in our brains and transferred orally through lessons and stories. And for a long time, there were no advancements in information storage outside ink and paper until the 1700s, when punch cards were used as an early attempt to communicate information between machines. In fact, punch cards and punch tapes go all the way back to the early 1700s, when they were used in looms to weave textile patterns. Patterns on tape could correspond to machine instructions as they did in things like player pianos, or to numbers and characters as they did in things like early computers. Tabulation machines from the late 1800s used punched tape to help count large data sets, including helping to finish the US Census way ahead of schedule in 1890. Of course, punch cards don't exactly hold a lot of data, with a typical punch card holding less than a tenth of a kilobyte. So you'd need about 28 billion of them to match the capacity of a typical 2 terabyte modern hard drive. As digital computing started becoming more popular, magnetic storage came to dominate, but this doesn't mean that the hard drive was the direct successor to the punch card. An early form of magnetic storage was drum memory, large cylinders with the data written on the outside like modern hard drives. Drum memory had read/write heads, but these were stationary. Instead, the drum spun around at high speeds while the head waited for the relevant piece of data to come around. Although they could store a lot more data than old punch cards, their capacity was still pretty tiny by modern standards. Only a few kilobytes. Drum memory was actually quite popular until the 1950s, but magnetic tape, which was actually patented a few years prior to drum memory, was far more enduring. As tape drives are still widespread today for archival storage, but with slow access times resulting from having to constantly wind the tape back and forth, a quicker solution was needed as computers became more powerful. The familiar hard drive was introduced in 1956 in one of those massive old-school IBM machines. Although it was 50 feet tall and contained 50 platters, this early drive only held 5 megabytes. But after IBM introduced a model with one head per platter to speed up access times, the foundation was laid for the modern hard drive design. And speaking of getting smaller, there was still no solution for portable data until the venerable floppy disk appeared on the scene in 1971. Although it did use magnetic storage technology like hard drives, their small size and lightweight made them very useful for relatively small programs and files that were common in that day. The first disks were those giant 8-inch ones that only held 80 kilobytes. But gradually floppy capacity grew, and we got the ubiquitous one. 44 megabyte 3.5-inch disks that aren't really useful anymore for anything other than making pen holders and cool artsy crafts things or throwing them at your friends if you get tired of playing Oregon Trail. Although floppy drives tried to stave off their demise with the release of Super Floppy products, which is the almost famous zip drive of the mid-1990s, writable CD and then later flash memory, nailed the floppy's coffin shut with much higher capacities at lower prices. We now have multiple terabyte SSDs and SD cards that can store 512 gigabytes. You would need over 7 billion of those standard punch cards we talked about in the beginning of this episode to match just that SD card, which would stack 800 miles high. In 2007, cloud storage was introduced as an internet storage system allowing users to access data on any internet-enabled device. Now scientists are experimenting with DNA as a means to store data. With technology growing exponentially, who knows, soon we might be able to go back to using our brains to store data.
And they're actually doing that with looking at using the human body, even the brain, as a type of hard drive storage. For more info on that, see our documentary, Hybrids, Super Soldiers and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse.
But we now have so much information and knowledge being generated that we not only have to find new ways to store it, we now have this insatiable desire to share it in a multitude of ways as well. For instance, there are now about 2.2 million new books published every year. There are 2.4 million emails sent every second. The amount of text messages sent each day exceeds the total population of the planet. 23 billion text messages are sent each day worldwide. That's 270,000 every second. To put this into context, nearly 1 million messages were sent by the time you read this. Out of the 23 billion text messages sent daily, 6 billion are sent in the US alone. There are 3.5 billion internet searches per day. And the most popular searches just last year were as follows. Hurricane Dorian. Area 51 raid. California earthquake. Antonio Brown. Jussie Smollett. Keto Ultra Diet. Farmhouse Style. Shepherd's Pie Recipe, a casserole with ground beef, vegetables, carrots, corn, and peas, topped with mashed potatoes, trip to Maldives. Avengers Endgame. Jeffrey Epstein. Justin Bieber wedding. Motley Crue. Washington Nationals. Dallas Cowboys. Game of Thrones. Stranger Things. Lady Gaga red carpet. What is Bird Box about? What is a boomer? What is quid pro quo? What is Brexit? Where is Area 51? What is Disney Plus? What is a Mandalorian? Baby Yoda. And now each year, somewhere between 16 to 20% of Google searches are totally new, things that have never been searched before. If Facebook were a country, it would be the largest country on the planet. China has a population of 1.38 billion, while Facebook now has a population of 2.38 billion users. some people have more Twitter followers than entire countries. The computer in your cell phone today is 1 million times cheaper, and 1,000 times more powerful, and about 100,000 times smaller, than the one computer at MIT in 1965. So, what used to fit in a building, now fits in your pocket. It takes 4 years to get a technical degree, but by the time these students graduate, their education is virtually obsolete. Medical knowledge is now doubling every 73 days. Back in 2010, it was doubling every 3.5 years. According to Moore's Law, which originated in the 1970s, the speed and capabilities of computers doubles every 2 years. However, computer technology is now growing so fast that Moore's Law is failing, and computers are exceeding it. Supercomputers have already been built that mimic the human brain, and they are predicting very soon that computers, machines and/or robots will even overtake human intelligence. Knowledge in general has increased so fast and exponentially that up until 1900, human knowledge doubled approximately every century. But by 1945 it was doubling every 25 years. By 1982 it was doubling every 12 to 13 months. Recently it was reported to double every 72 hours. Now IBM estimates that this year alone human knowledge will be doubling every 12 hours as seen with this chart.
How do you even wrap your brain around that? It's totally wild. And this is why we now have new terms out there like knowledge explosion, information explosion, knowledge doubling curve, the coming knowledge tsunami, and so forth. It's all speaking of this new trend we're seeing right now of exponential knowledge growth, all in our lifetime, spiraling out of control, just like Daniel said would happen when you're living in the end of times. In fact, even secular experts agree and are saying that this technology is in fact growing so fast that we are headed for a serious danger they call singularity. That's their term. And that's the term they use to describe the point where the technology grows so fast that it actually spawns a type of super intelligence that far exceeds any human intelligence, and then it begins to take over. Where that intelligence improves upon its own intelligence, and then that new version of intelligence improves upon its version of intelligence, and so on and so forth, and it just continues to spiral out of control. Whereupon experts say at this point, the human era will be ended, and machines will take over. And they're saying it could happen very soon. In fact, they say it's a horrible nightmare scenario that we're headed for. But don't take my word for it, let's listen to theirs as to where all this explosion of knowledge or singularity is leading to, or what the prophet Daniel calls the time of the end.
What is singularity? One of the apprehensions that people have about this technological singularity, which is really a metaphor, the metaphor borrowed from physics to describe what happens when you go through the center of a black hole. The singularity, the laws of physics as we know them, kind of collapse or implode, they no longer apply. A great metaphor that we can borrow to use to describe what can happen with technology. We're going to hit this inflection point, the singularity, where it's going to be like a runaway train, built on itself. And the Terminator scenario is that this is artificial intelligence, this algorithm, is going to wake up. It's going to become sentient and it's going to turn on us. Ray Kurzweil.
Singularity is a future period which technological change will be so rapid and its impact so profound that every aspect of human life will be irreversibly transformed.
Peter Diamandis.
We are about to see the transformation of the human race. And every conversation I keep having in Silicon Valley goes something like this. People have no idea how fast the world is changing, undisclosed Silicon Valley technologists.
There is a big difference between linear and exponential growth. If I take 30 steps linearly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I get to 30. If I take 30 steps exponentially, 2, 4, 8, 16, I get to a billion, and it makes a huge difference. And that really describes information technology. When I was a student at MIT, we all shared one computer that took up a whole building. The computer in your cell phone today is 1 million times cheaper, 1 million times smaller, 1,000 times more powerful. That's a billion-fold increase in capability per dollar that we actually experienced since I was a student. And we are going to do it again in the next 25 years.
A child in Mumbai having access to knowledge information as good as the President of the United States had 20 or 30 years ago. In 2023, the average computer we go and buy from Best Buy, if they are still around, is now calculating a tenth of a 16th cycle per second, which a neurophysiologist will tell you that is the rate that your brain does calculations. So, what happens when you can buy a human brain for $1,000?
TNW conference, an exponential change doesn't end, right? It continues to compound to the next 25 years. This will shrink down to most likely to the size of a blood cell, he is holding up his cell phone, to go into our bodies and brains, to reverse engineering us from inside out.
These technologies, computer sensors, networks, robotics, 3D printing, synthetic biology, material sciences, augmented, virtual reality, artificial intelligence are literally transforming our planet.
Kevin Kelly.
Your calculator is smarter than you are in arithmetic already, the GPS is smarter than you are in navigation, Google, being smarter than you are in long-term memory.
These are crazy ideas, but they are coming, because the tools we have to enable them are accelerating faster than we can possibly know.
TRW conference, that's singularity. SCHD, singularity is inevitable. The fear is that it is uncontrolled. The results could be catastrophic. When singularity arrives, we cannot predict what these super-intelligent machines will do. They will have their own goals and will stop at nothing to fulfill them. They may even choose to eliminate everything that stands in their path, including us.
Wow. No wonder Daniel calls it the time of the end. It's the end of humanity. And what did Daniel say almost 2,600 years ago? Whenever you see this explosion of knowledge all over the world, even to the point where it starts to threaten to take over the world, or even destroy humanity itself, it's a sign you're living in the last days. That singular moment is almost here right now, even the secular people admit it. But you might be asking, come on, is this really a threat in our lifetime? I mean, isn't this just another one of those wacky conspiracy theories that ill-informed people use to try to scare people and freak them out for no reason at all? Ah no, you should be very concerned. Because this threat of an AI invasion or again, what the secularists call singularity as you just saw, is not just coming, it's already here. Slowly but surely it's invaded our planet. Now, before we get into that step-by-step invasion process of AI that I want to walk you through, I want to first give you an overview of how it all got started, who's behind it all, and where it's headed, just like the Bible said would happen in the last days. And the first overview we're going to look at concerning this AI invasion in our lifetime is the race for AI. Now, believe it or not, even after all these warnings from God in the Bible, in the book of Daniel, about this coming information explosion in the last days, and the danger it poses, and even after all these secular think tank technology experts warn and cry out about the unpredictable danger of singularity with this AI technology, it's a real threat to humanity, as you just saw. I kid you not, in total defiance to God's word, these same people, and many others around the world, are plunging headlong into developing AI so fast that they are dumping not just millions, but billions of dollars into this endeavor. And, as we sit here right now, there is a literal race to create AI around the world in its ultimate form and see who can be the first one to make one so powerful that it controls all the other AIs around the world. Let me show you who the current top countries are in developing AI.
1. China. China will be investing $1 trillion renminbi, or $150 billion into AI over the next several years and plans on being the global leader in AI by 2030. CNA reports, we take you to China where a battle is quietly brewing between the US and China's artificial intelligence ambitions. Chinese Asians, Jeremy Koh takes a closer look at what some say is the coming AI Cold War. Jeremy Koh, this is a table tennis training session with a twist. His sparring partner is not a human, but an elaborate machine which uses artificial intelligence for serves and returns. It is developed by China's largest robotic company Xinzong, and a Chinese table tennis academy. President Xi Jinping has repeatedly stressed the necessity of promoting scientific and technological innovations in government reform, and this includes areas like big data, as well as artificial intelligence. China's goal is to foster a $1 trillion US dollar AI industry by 2030, and today it's home to tech giants like Alibaba, Tencent and Baidu, but China's dazzling AI advance is increasingly seen as a threat to the United States. To combat the threat, the Trump administration has announced terrorists targeting industries key to China's digital push: aerospace, automobiles, information technology, and robots. Back in 2016, a US government report warned that China, has already surpassed the United States at least in terms of journal articles that mention deep learning or deep neural network. The stakes are too high for either country to let their guards down. The development of AI is expected to bring about the fourth industrial revolution. As for China, it wouldn't want to see a hard-to-come-by opportunity to reign supreme again slip through its grasp. And experts are saying this is not a vague goal, but is completely achievable since China is not only already a global leader in AI research, but their biggest benefit is that they have the largest amount of population using the internet, approximately 750 million people, and this enables them to create a massive supply of digital data needed to create AI. That's why one technology expert stated, "It's pretty simple. By 2020, they will have caught up. By 2025, they will be better than us. By 2030, they will dominate the industries of AI." And the figures don't lie. 2. United States. The US is currently giving the biggest competition to China in terms of becoming an AI superpower. We already have a well-established tech culture, as well in the US, and we have invested $10 billion in the direction of AI. 3. Germany. Germany is planning on spending $3 billion in AI investments. 4. United Kingdom. The UK is the clear leader in the continent of Europe, with 121 AI-empowered firms. Tech companies in the UK have raised private investment sums of $8.6 billion to support robotics and AI research projects. 5. France. The government of France is investing $1.8 billion into AI research, and a certain amount of funding will be invested into an AI research partnership with Germany. The amount is undisclosed. 6. Russia. In late 2017, the government of Russia was planning on spending $419 million into AI research by 2020. But last October they called for a spending of nearly twice that much in order to be at the extreme degree of readiness with AI. Maybe that's because Russia's President Vladimir Putin stated that artificial intelligence is humanity's future, and whoever rules in AI will rule the world. In a recent video addressed to students, Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the use of artificial intelligence to gain power. Putin said artificial intelligence is the future not only for Russia but for all of humankind. Putin says the leader in AI will rule the world as Russia, China, and the US compete for best tech. Vladimir Putin, artificial intelligence is the future, not only for Russia but for all humankind. It comes with colossal opportunities but also threats that are difficult to predict. Whoever becomes the leader in this sphere will become the ruler of the world, and it would not be very desirable that its monopoly be concentrated in someone's specific hands. 6. In fact, a number of AI demonstrations in Russia are military in nature with AI-empowered fighter jets and AI-automated artillery. 7. Sweden. Sweden has now committed $345 million into the creation of AI, and a recent survey conducted in Sweden shows that 80% of residents are positive about AI and robots and believe it will enhance most of human skills and obtain a competitive edge in the global market. 8. Canada. The government of Canada committed to make a $125 million investment for AI research, and many in the government there are warning that it is necessary to increase significantly the level of that investment, at least on the level with the UK and China, or else Canada may fall behind in becoming an AI world power. 9. Norway. Although the country has a long way to go to become an AI power, back in 2017 they launched with $11 million of funding to develop AI. 10. India. India says they're serious about investing in artificial intelligence. However, they have yet to announce a budget allocation for its AI plan. But the trend is, global spending on AI systems are expected to expand 2.5 times from current expenditures of $37.5 billion to $98 billion by 2023 alone.
It's just going through the roof, and there's a lot of Johnny-come-latelys. But as far as spending on AI, you ain't seen nothing yet. The race is on. Even though, they freely admit, the threat of machines getting smarter than their creators is not only real, but mark my words, AI is far more dangerous than nukes. Then why do you keep developing it? Even after all these warnings from God and these secular experts, many of the exact same people still plunge headlong into creating this dangerous and deadly technology. In fact, it's being said, AI will undoubtedly dominate the future of every industry, every service and every user experience. Companies and countries alike are competing for AI supremacy and AI researchers are in high demand, commanding seven-figure salaries around the globe. In other words, you can't stop it and they can't seem to build this thing fast enough, even though they admit there's a deadly, dangerous future with AI. And it's that hypocrisy in the industry that's scaring people.
In the race to perfect AI machinery, researchers believe very soon a singularity will be created. A machine that rises beyond human control. Something uncontrollable and irreversible. It is believed that big technology like SpaceX and Amazon are investing billions of dollars each year into the rapid development of artificially intelligent technology. Leading technologists like Bill Gates, Steve Wozniak, and Elon Musk have come out publicly and made dramatic warnings against artificial intelligence. Bill Gates. As we create superintelligence, it may not necessarily have the same goals in mind that we do. Elon Musk. If AI is much smarter than a person, what do we do? It's a little bit hypocritical to me. At the same time, they are warning against it, they are investing millions upon millions of dollars into artificial intelligence. Companies are now based on artificial intelligence and they hope to make millions if not billions off this technology. So, they are a little bit late in warning us about it because now our civilization is basically dependent on artificial narrow intelligence. This is the problem. Individual consumers that use a smartphone have no idea of the potential power of that technology that they hold in the palm of their hand. But the thing is that these large companies, the big brand names that are pushing artificial intelligence, never explain to us what they intend to do with it and how they are aiming it at the human body and ultimately how this technology will literally take over the decision-making for individuals and humanity collectively. There is something wrong with that. Now we are on the verge of something that is unheard of. We are able to construct arrays of servers and put together programs that are filled with algorithms and subroutines and functions that allow these servers to create a consciousness and become sentient and make their own decisions. That's what Leonid was about. Leonid was a defensive system, an autonomous defensive system with some human components attached to it, and it's meant to detect inbound ET traffic. It was an autonomous AI-driven system that can make its own decisions if the human component was not available. That's what scares the out of everybody. Now they are talking about making AI for policing the populace. AI to help advance various academic sectors. I just think if you see too much of a proliferation of artificial intelligence, you are going to see elimination of the human component, which will allow an AI system to take over. Elon Musk. I try to convince people to slow down the AI, regulate the AI. It was futile, I tried for years. It could be terrible, it could be great. It's not clear. One thing for sure, we will not control it.
Then why in the world are you developing it as fast as you can? It's almost like man is under some sort of delusion and they have a date with destiny that they cannot avoid. They call it singularity, God calls it the time of the end. Warned about in the book of Daniel 2600 years ago, but man won't listen. The AI invasion has begun and it's a huge sign we're living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, Tribulation Rising concerning the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the seven-year tribulation are rising. Wake up! And so, the point is this. If you're a Christian and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the 7-year tribulation. Don't go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?